Just one halakha that we've been learning, the laws of tying knots on Shabbat. It's one of the 39 melachot. The law is kosher. The rules that we gave based on Harambam was that any knot that is made, even unprofessionally, meaning it's a simple knot that anybody could make, but if its duration is the kiyum, it's a permanent knot, meaning you're not intending to untie it in the near future, according to Harambam, that knot is considered forbidden to make on Shabbat. There's a big discussion, what makes a knot permanent? Is it one day? Is it 7 days? Is it more than 7 days? Shulchan Aruch, it seems, holds that the permanency of a knot is based on 7 days. So anything less than 7 days and unprofessional would be permissible. However, an unprofessional knot that's for longer than 7 days would be a problem. Practical example that many people are not aware of. If they'd be aware of it, then of course they wouldn't do it. People have garbage bags. Shabbat is garbage. If they finish eating, they empty the plastic, they fill up the plastic garbage bag, and then they take it and they tie a knot to it. And then they throw it out. Now, nobody's ever intending to untie that knot. That knot is the most permanent knot you could ever have. It's going to stay there, le'ol me'ad. Although it's an amateur knot, anybody can make that knot, but according to Harambam, it's the permanency that also poses a problem. So tying the garbage bag on Shabbat would be a clear problem according to the halakha. Another case that might be a problem would be in the way people make ties. If you're like me, when I get it right, so I don't want to lose it, because I don't have a hard time getting the both sides right and getting the knot right. So therefore, if I get it right, I leave it. So if you made a tie on Shabbat, for example, from scratch, and they say, okay, I like it this way, and my intention is not to leave it and hang it up as it is, that would be a problem. Although making a tie clearly is an amateur knot, but the permanency of it, I'm going to leave this tie until I have to take it to the cleaners. So therefore, it would be a problem. However, if people make their ties like most people do, they tie it, and after they finish, they untie it totally, so you have no problem, because it's not lasting more than 7 days. So therefore, it would be permissible. So one has to be careful of that scenario itself. There's just an interesting question in Hakira, we call it, in logic. What if a person, let's say, made his tie, and his intention was to take it off Motzei Shabbat? We said it's okay. But in the course of Shabbat, he changed his mind and said, you know something? I'm going to leave it. Can the thought that's done after the fact change the status of what you did? There's two ways. Achem Yitzhak Beracha, Shiyeh, in his Sefer, has a long Hakira giving both sides. Can a Machshava after the action, you know, change it? And he gives the Shittot back and forth. Lema'aseh, he is concerned that it might have the ability. So therefore, if a person made a tie on Shabbat, the best thing would be is to untie that knot, either Motzei Shabbat or within 7 days. So therefore, you don't have any problems.